Mike Hasto to pay us a visit. Wait, where's Tom McCardle tonight, Cody? What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm just representing, you know, Clearview and Coach McCardle. So, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you on. And let's talk a little bit about Clearview Wrestling. Kind of some expectations. What's your thoughts? What's Coach McCardle's thoughts as far as this team on the mats this upcoming year?
Well, I mean, we've been having some workouts going on a little bit, and our turnout has been phenomenal. I think definitely one of our strengths this year will be depth. Our numbers are way up from what we've seen in the past, it appears at least. I mean, it's still early, but we're looking forward to having a really competitive team this year. There's a couple kids that just came from football. Obviously, Clearview coming off a solid season under Coach Mike Collier. We've got a couple kids that haven't wrestled in the past that are very athletic. We're looking really forward to having. And on top of the leadership of J.D. McCardle, who was a district qualifier last year at heavyweight, we should have a solid group.
Yeah, I was going to ask about J.D., you know, Tom's son, well, oldest son. You guys got two in the program,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. We have Rob and J.D. both.
Two-time district qualifier, 37 match wins. I think Borough Fan had him ranked number 7 in the state in Division III going in.
Correct.
So obviously a lot of expectations. Is he kind of embracing that? Is he having fun with it? Or is he just kind of ignoring it?
You know what? To me, and it's the most awesome part about it, he's just going about his business, you know, day in and day out. You wouldn't even think he's above and beyond anyone. He just comes each day, continues to get better, do the right thing, and obviously having someone like JD in the room as a teacher too to help some of the younger guys out, it's phenomenal to have someone like him. We're really proud of everything he's doing, and I mean, we expect really big things out of him this year.
I think I talked to I know I talked to JD last year because the heavyweight scene in Lorain County was so fantastic last year, still is. He was talking about Sean Lipscomb, who we just talked about at Firelands, and that's like one of his big rivals because they're both in the Patriot Athletic Conference. And is it, you know, does he have trouble finding anybody in the room to work with, or is he just kind of like using both partners in the room and the competition on the mat to kind of just keep grinding that steel or sharpening the steel, as they say?
Yeah, I mean, in the room, we're fortunate this year. We have a couple of kids in the heavyweight division, so we can rotate through consistently. You know, different partners, different styles of wrestling. We have a couple of coaches that can help out. Not myself, per se, but we have a couple of heavier coaches that give them a different look. You know, some are quicker, some are stronger. And that really seems to be transferring over to the mat. And I mean, you talked about some of the matches last year. I know we had with Sean. I mean, that was fun to watch. I mean, we came up on the wrong end a lot of the time, but still, just that competitiveness, I feel it made him better moving forward into this year, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about scheduling. I'm sorry, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, you got conference and so forth, but how do you approach scheduling and some of the other tournaments or whatever the case may be that you try to get your program involved with?
I mean, we're looking for the best tournaments, you know, we can get ourselves into, realistically. Like, we're starting the year off in Lorain tournament, you know, December 1st, I believe it is. So that's right around the corner.
Right.
And that's, I mean, a great competition there. You're looking at, you know, Friday, Saturday, schools from all over. That's just a great way to see where we stand right there week one, you know. And then also I know we'll be heading to Vermilion around Christmas time, another tournament we're expecting very solid competition from. And this year in particular, just with where we drop down to Division III, I feel that'll help us out too as far as our team goes. And just the team aspect, what we have coming back, what we have moving forward in the future at Clearview, we're looking for the best tournaments, I mean, we can enroll ourselves in.
I was going to also ask, you mentioned football players coming back, several of them, obviously the bigger guys. JD played as well, I believe.
Correct.
He's a senior at Clearview. Is it tough for those guys at some time to transition, especially during their senior year, knowing it's the last time he's going to, you know, play football, at least in the high school level? He's getting ready to start his last season of wrestling. It's got to be kind of emotion-wise a little tough for those seniors to kind of deal, knowing it's, you know, they're going to be the last time they compete in some of these sports.
Oh, sure. And, you know, we haven't seen really any of that yet. Obviously, it's still very early. But, I mean, as the year goes on, I'm sure you'll start to see a little bit of that emotion come out because, you know, you start to realize the end is near. I mean, in JD's case, and it's our only senior we have right now moving forward. And, like I said, for his case, though, the ultimate goal is to go to state. We've been to district now. He's taken, you know, progressions each year, and we just want to get to that ultimate top level. And that's a whole new ballgame there, too. So, you know, as far as emotion comes, I don't think you'll see much out of him until he reaches that ultimate goal, and then we'll really see it.
Again, we're talking with Clearview assistant coach Cody Kaya. Cody joins us here at the table at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Cody, talk about some of the other wrestlers in the program that you have high expectations for this year.
Oh, sure. Well, we have high expectations for a lot of our wrestlers this year. We have, obviously, JD we've been talking about. Robert McCardle, another one. He'll be a sophomore. He's really developed, you know, been working really hard in the weight room. His skill set seems to be developing and progressing real quick. We have Angel Beauchamp, a junior, we expect big things from. Jerry Ruiz, another one, been working hard in the offseason with Coach McCardle. I know he's had some open mats and whatnot, just been developing our technique. And then, I mean, we're fortunate, we have a very talented freshman class upcoming that was successful in junior high. So as a whole, I mean, we're very fortunate to have a solid group. And then lastly, we have 113 pounds, Jacob Castillo. I mean, placed very highly last year. He was an alternate for district. I mean, we expect big things from him.
I was going to say, he had 37 wins as a freshman. That's not that's rare on a varsity level. I mean, is he somebody you see that potentially is going to have maybe a state trip or two under his belt?
I mean, it's early still, but he's someone, yes, the future is very bright, and I could definitely see in the future him making a run, if not this year. He has all the potential in the world. I mean, natural athlete, comes in every day, works hard. He really is one of the most solid leaders in our room. Another guy that just does things the right way each day.
Cody, you mentioned some guys that were on the football team, and they had that successful campaign. I know it didn't end the way they would like, but, well, you win 9 straight going into the playoffs. Kind of that winning mentality, that winning edge, does that now just translate onto the mats?
Oh, man, I sure hope so. You know, obviously Clearview is your football. They've been down a little bit, did some nice things on the field, and we hope it, you know, continues on to just every other sport in the school, wrestling,
right.
Basketball. We just want to keep it rolling. And with the group we have in the room now, and, I mean, once we start our season in the next couple weeks here, the sky really is the limit, it seems like, this year at Clearview. The future's bright, and, I mean, it seems like we have the right group of guys in there to be very successful.
Clearview kids, to me, would have a wrestling mentality. And Clearview kids are kind of always that tough, gritty kind of kid. You can kind of see how that would translate out onto the mat.
Exactly, and, you know, that's what we're hoping for. Just that toughness, you know, that refuse to lose mindset, that attitude, that's what we really want. And we're seeing it to an extent. We still got a ways to go just to develop that mental toughness. But physically, I mean, we're working hard in the weight room. We're getting better each day. And mentally, it's coming along, too.
Good stuff. Cody, we appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Did you get some wings on wing night?
I did have some. They're delicious, too. Great.
Good plug. All right.
Like I said, you can see who doesn't have to cut the way here.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cody.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Cody Kaya joining us from Clearview. Again, the Clearview Clipper wrestling program represented by assistant coach Cody Kaya as he filled in very